The next word is studio. The word studio in Russian is studia. Pronounced studia. It is a feminine noun, which means that it takes the feminine form of adjectives, pronouns, and verbs. Here is a sentence using studio.
Я учусь в студии танцев.
Я. Pronounced, я, I.
Учусь.
Pronounced, учусь, I study, present tense. Pronounced, V, in.
Студии.
Pronounced, студия, studio.
Танцев.
Pronounced, танцев, dancing. Translation. I study in a dance studio. Key concepts. Gender in Russian. Nouns in Russian have gender, masculine, feminine, or neuter. This determines the form of adjectives, pronouns, and verbs that agree with the noun. Prepositions. Prepositions like in are used to show the relationship between a noun and another word in the sentence. Pronunciation.
Studia.
Colon. Studia. The I is pronounced like the I in machine.
Танцев.
Colon. Танцев. The E at the end is pronounced like the E in met. Variations. The word studio can also be used to refer to a recording studio, a film studio, or an art studio. English. Studio slash pronunciation. Studio, Russian.
Studia.
Slash pronunciation. Studia. The next word is component. This.
Компонент.
Является. Важением.
Элементом.
В. Системе. Breakdown.
Компонент.
Component, component, this is the noun in the sentence, in the nominative case. It is the subject of the sentence.
Является.
Является, is, this is the verb in the sentence, conjugated in the present tense, third person singular. It agrees in gender and number with the subject.
Важным.
Важным, important, this is an adjective modifying the noun.
Элементом.
Agreeing in gender and number.
Элементом.
Элементом, element, this is a noun in the instrumental case, object of the preposition, where. V, in, this is a preposition introducing the noun phrase.
Системе. Системе.
Системе, system, this is a noun in the prepositional case, object of the preposition, where. Key concepts. Nominative case.
Компонент.
Used for the subject of the sentence instrumental case.
Элементом.
Used for the object of the preposition, where, prepositional case.
Системе.
Used for the object of the preposition, where, agreement, the adjective.
Важным.
Agrees in gender and number with the noun.
Элементом.
English translation. This component is an important element in the system. Variations. The word.
Компонент.
Can also be used in the plural form.
Компоненты.
Component I. Pronunciation.
Компонент.
Компонент.
Является.
Является.
Важным.
Важным.
Элементом.
Элементом.
В. Системе.
Системе. The next word is afford. The sentence is.
Мы не можем себе позволить купить новый автомобиль.
Breakdown.
Мы.
We, this is the subject of the sentence, and it is in the nominative case. Pronunciation.
am I bar? Near. Not, this is a negation particle. Pronunciation. N mod J E.
Mojum.
Can, this is the verb, to be able to. Conjugated in the first person plural. Pronunciation. Stress M-O-S-H-R-M. Sib.
Ourselves, this is the reflexive pronoun. Pronunciation. S mod J small cap I stress B mod J E.
Позволить. To afford, this is the infinitive form of the verb, to afford.
Pronunciation. P schwa z stress v open or l small cap I t mod j.
Kupit. To buy, this is the infinitive form of the verb, to buy.
Pronunciation. K u p stress I t mod j.
Novely. New, this is an adjective modifying, automobile.
Pronunciation. Stress N-O-V-I-R-J.
Automobile.
Automobile, this is the direct object of the sentence.
Pronunciation. Schwar F-T schwar M turned A stress B mod J I L mod J.
Key concepts.
Reflexive pronouns. In Russian, reflexive pronouns are used to indicate that the action of the verb is directed back to the subject.
Here.
Sibi. Indicates that we are affording something for ourselves.
Infinitive verbs, in this sentence, both.
Позволить
and
купить
are in the infinitive form.
This is a common way to express the purpose or intent of an action.
Word order.
Russian is a flexible language, and word order can vary.
However, the basic structure of this sentence is subject negation verb reflexive pronoun infinitive verb object.
Variations of the word, afford.
Доступный.
Affordable, pronunciation. Дешва стресс S-T-U-P-N-I-R-J.
Недоступный.
Unaffordable, pronunciation. N mod J small cap I D turned A stress S-T-U-P-N-I-R-J.
Позволять
себе. To afford, pronunciation. P schwa z v turned a stress l j a t mod j s mod j small cap I stress b mod j e.
Translation. We cannot afford to buy a new car.
English word. Afford Russian word.
Позволить.
To afford, pronunciation. P schwa z stress v open or l small cap I t mod j.
The next word is late.
The word, late, can be used in a variety of ways in Russian.
It can be used to describe something that happened after the expected, or scheduled time, or it can be used to describe someone, who has passed away.
Here is an example of a sentence using, late, in Russian.
Он пришел поздно встречу.
Он пришел поздно на встречу.
Он.
Он.
He, pronounced like, он пришел.
Пришел.
Came, pronounced like, пришел
поздно.
Поздно.
Late, pronounced like, поздно
на.
На.
On, to.
At, pronounced like, на
встречу.
Встречу.
Meeting, pronounced like, встречу.
Translation. He came late to the meeting.
This sentence uses the word.
Поздно.
Поздно.
To describe the time at which he arrived.
This is an example of using late to describe something that happened after the expected or scheduled time.
Other ways to use late in Russian.
Поздний.
Поздний.
Late, belated, pronounced like поздний. This adjective can be used to describe something that is late, such as a late payment or a late train. For example,
поздний завтрак.
Поздний завтрак.
Late breakfast.
Покойный.
Покойный.
late, deceased, pronounced like, pokoinii. This adjective is used to refer to someone who has passed away. For example, pokoinii dedushka, pokoinii dedushka, late grandfather. As you can see, the word late can be translated into Russian in a variety of ways, depending on the context. It is important to choose the correct translation based on the meaning of the sentence. English, late Russian, Pozdno, Pozdno, pronounced like Pozdno. The next word is lawyer. The word jurist, pronounced jurist, means lawyer. It is a masculine noun, so it changes form depending on the grammatical case. The example sentence below uses the nominative case, which is the basic form of the noun. The noun is also in singular form, as there is only one lawyer being discussed. Jurist, jurist, защищал, защищал, клиента, клиента, в судье, судай, breakdown. Jurist, jurist, lawyer, nominative case, singular. Защищал, защищал, defended, past tense, masculine singular. Клиента, клиента, client, accusative case, singular. В, in, preposition. Судье, судай, court, prepositional case, singular. Translation: the lawyer defended the client in court. Important note: in Russian, the noun changes form depending on its grammatical case. There are six cases in Russian. The nominative case is the basic form of a noun. Variations: юристка, юристка, female lawyer. Юридический, юридически, legal, juridical. Юриспруденция, юриспруденция, jurisprudence. Pronunciation: юрист, юрист, the U sound is similar to the U in flute, but with a slightly softer sound. Защищал, защищал, the Ch sound is similar to the SH in ship, but with a slightly softer sound. Клиента, клиента, the Е sound is similar to the E in yet. V, the V sound is similar to the V in vine. Судье, судай, the Е sound is similar to the E in yet. The next word is suspect. The word suspect can be a noun or verb in English. Here's a sentence using it as a noun. Полиция задержала подозреваемого в краже. Полиция. Полиция. Police, feminine noun. Задержала. Задержала. Detained, past tense, feminine form. Подозреваемого. Подозреваемого. Suspect, masculine, accusative case. В, in, preposition. Кражу. Кражай. Theft, feminine, prepositional case. Translation: the police detained the suspect in the theft. Key concepts: nouns in Russian have gender, masculine, feminine, or neuter, and case. The accusative case is used for the direct object of a verb. The prepositional case is used after prepositions like in. Variations of suspect as a noun: подозреваемый, masculine, подозреваемые, feminine, подозреваемые, neuter. Pronunciation:
подозреваемый.
Подозреваемый.
Маскулин. Подозреваемые.
Подозреваемая.
Феминин. Подозреваемые.
Подозреваемые.
Neuter. English-Russian translation. Suspect, noun. Подозреваемый.
Подозреваемый.
The next word is cup. Hush-hush. У меня есть красивая чашка. Breakdown. У. This is the preposition, at, or, with, and is used with the genitive case, which indicates possession.
Меня.
Меня. This is the personal pronoun, me. It's in the genitive case, showing that the cup belongs to me.
Есть.
Yes, this is the verb, to be, or, to have, and in this sentence it means, I have. It is in the present tense, third person singular.
Красивая.
Красивая, this is an adjective meaning, beautiful. It's in the feminine form, because the noun, cup, is feminine in Russian.
Чашка.
Чашка, this is the noun, cup. Meaning. I have a beautiful cup. Key concepts. Genitive case. The genitive case is used to show possession or belonging. Gendered nouns. Russian nouns have genders, masculine, feminine, or neuter, and adjectives must agree in gender with the noun they modify. Pronunciation.
U.
U, say, u, as in, moon.
Меня.
Меня, say, me, as in, mud. Ная, as in, ная, a cat's meow.
Есть.
Есть, say, есть, as in, yes, but with a slightly softer, s.
Красивая.
Красивая, say, кра, as in, car. Си, as in, see. В, as in, put. Я, as in, yeah, but with a shorter sound.
Чашка.
Char-sh-k, say, char, as in, chat, sh, as in, ship, car, as in, car.
Variations.
У него есть чашка.
He has a cup.
У нее есть чашка.
She has a cup.
У нас есть чашка.
We have a cup.
English and Russian translation of the word, cup.
English. Cup Russian.
Чашка.
Чашка.
The next word is description. The Russian word for description is описание.
Описание.
It is a noun and is in the nominative case. It is pronounced описание. Here is an example of the word in a sentence.
Я прочитал описание книги. И теперь мне очень хочется ее прочитать.
Я прочитал описание книги, I tepa, не очень, хочется ее прочитать.
Translation. I read the description of the book, and now I really want to read it.
Breakdown.
Я,
I, subject pronoun.
Прочитал.
Прочитал, read, past tense, masculine. Singular verb.
Описание.
Описание, description, noun.
Книги.
Книги, book, genitive case, of the book.
I,
and, conjunction.
Теперь.
Теперь, now, adverb.
Мне.
Не, to me, dative case.
Очень.
Очень, very, adverb.
Хочется.
Хочется, want, impersonal verb in the present tense.
Yeah.
И, it, accusative case, object of the verb.
Прочитать.
Прочитать, to read, infinitive. Key concepts, the noun.
Описание.
opisony, is declined like other nouns ending in any year. In this example, the noun is in the nominative case, the case used for the subject of the sentence. The verb procitat. Procitat is a perfective verb, meaning that it describes an action that is completed. The verb cocitsa. Cocitsa is an impersonal verb. It describes a feeling, a state of being. It is often used to express desire. Pronunciation. Apisanii. Apshania. Knibi. Niji. Prachitat. Prachitat. Chochitsa. Hochchetsia. Translation. Apisanii. Opisani, description. Knibi. Nigi, book. Prachitat. Prachitat, to read. Chochitsa. Kachetsia, to want. The next word is confidence. Unyegeo. Univo. Univo, he has, it is his enyete. Niet. Niet, no somenyeniikatkoi. Somnyeni. Somnyeni, doubts where. V. In sveoika. Smych. Svoikh, his own spoosobenoestayaka. Sposobnostach. Sposobnostayak, abilities. He has no doubt in his own abilities. This sentence uses the preposition v, which means in. V often works in conjunction with the noun to show the object of an action, or a characteristic of the subject. Key concepts in Russian, the preposition comes before the noun. Нет. Нет is a very important word that means no. Сомнение. Сомнение, this word is in the genitive case, which is used to show possession. In this case, it is the object of the preposition. V. The genitive case can be used to show the object of other prepositions. Translation: confidence. Уверенность. Уверенность, abilities. Способности. Способности. The next word is industrial. The word industrial in Russian is промышленный. Pronounced промышленный. It is an adjective meaning related to industry. Here's an example sentence. Россия – это большая промышленная страна. Россия. Pronounced Россия, Russia. Это. Pronounced это, it is. Большая. Pronounced большая, big, large. Промышленная. Pronounced промышленная, industrial. Страна. Pronounced страна, country. Translation: Russia is a large industrial country. Let's break down the sentence's grammar. Россия is the subject of the sentence, followed by the copula. Это. It is. Большая промышленная is the predicate adjective, describing Россия. Страна is the noun complement. Here's another example of how to use промышленный. В этом городе много промышленных предприятий. Pronounced V in этом. Pronounced этом, this. Городе. Pronounced городе, city. Много. Pronounced много, many, a lot. Промышленных. Pronounced промышленных, industrial. Предприятий. Pronounced предприятий,
enterprises, businesses. Translation. There are many industrial enterprises in this city. Key concept. The adjective. Промышленный. Is often used to describe things related to manufacturing, factories, and production. It can also be used to describe the economic development of a region or country. Helpful pronunciation hint. The sh sound in Russian is similar to the sh in English, but is slightly softer and more like the sh in the word sure. In промышленный. The y at the end is not pronounced. English, industrial Russian. Промышленный. Промышленный. The next word is complain. The English word, complain, translates to the Russian verb. Жаловаться. Pronounced, жаловаться. Here is an example sentence. Студент жаловался профессору на трудную домашнюю работу. This sentence translates to: the student complained to the professor about the difficult homework. Breakdown of the sentence. Студент. Pronounced student, this is the subject of the sentence, and means student. Жаловаться. Pronounced жаловался, this is the past tense masculine singular form of the verb, to complain. It is used because the subject of the sentence is student, which is masculine. Профессору. Pronounced профессору, this is the indirect object of the sentence, and means to the professor. На. Pronounced на, this is a preposition meaning on or about. Трудную. Pronounced трудную, this is the feminine singular form of the adjective difficult. Домашнюю. Pronounced домашнюю, this is the feminine singular form of the adjective home or homework in this context. Работу. Pronounced работу, this is the accusative case form of the noun work. Key concepts. Gender. Russian nouns have gender. In this example, the noun студент is masculine, which is why the verb to complain is in the masculine singular form. Case. Russian nouns change form depending on their function in the sentence. In this example, the noun работу is in the accusative case because it is the direct object of the verb to complain. Variations. The verb жаловаться can also be used in the present tense. Студент жалуется профессору на трудную домашнюю работу. This sentence translates to: the student complains to the professor about the difficult homework. The verb жаловаться can also be used in the future tense. Студент будет жаловаться профессору на трудную домашнюю работу. This sentence translates to: the student will complain to the professor about the difficult homework. English translation of the word complain. Complain Russian translation of the word complain. Жаловаться. The next word is perspective. # sentence. Is there этой перспективы? СИТУАЦИЯ ВЕРУГЕЛЯДЕТЕНАЧЕЕ. Is этой перспективы? СИТУАЦИЯ ВЫГЛЯДИТ ИНАК. # breakdown. Is этой перспективы? : This is the prepositional phrase, from this perspective. Is means from, and is a preposition that governs the genitive case. Etoi. Etoi is the genitive case of the demonstrative pronoun. Eta. Eta, which means this. Perspectively. Perspectively is the genitive case of the noun. Perspectiva. Perspectiva, meaning perspective. You can think of the genitive case as indicating possession or belonging, so here the perspective belongs to this.
Situatia. Vrugajit.
Inachi. Colon, this is the main clause meaning, the situation looks different.
Situatia.
Situatia means situation and is the subject of the sentence.
Vrugajit.
Vrugajit means looks and is the third person singular present tense form of the verb.
Vrugajit.
Vrugajit meaning to look.
Inachi.
Inake means differently or otherwise and is an adverb. # key concepts. Prepositional phrases. In Russian, prepositional phrases are common and are used to modify nouns, verbs, and adjectives. These phrases consist of a preposition and a noun or pronoun in a particular case. Genitive case. The genitive case is a grammatical case in Russian that indicates possession, belonging, or the object of a preposition. Many prepositions govern the genitive case in Russian. Demonstrative pronouns. Demonstrative pronouns like
eta.
Eta indicate which item is being referred to. # variations. You could also use s, meaning from, instead of is in this sentence. S is more colloquial. The sentence could also be more specific by adding more information about the perspective. For example, is there
точки зрения этого писателя?
S-I-T-U-A-T-S-E-Y-A-V-E-R-U-G-E-L-Y-A-D-E-T-E-N-H-E-Y-E. From the point of view of this writer, the situation looks different. # pronunciation.
Is.
Eyes.
Etoi.
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 Perspective.
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 Situatia.
Situatia. Situatia.
Vrugajit.
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 Inachi.
Inake.
Inachi. # English translation.
Is.
From.
Etoi.
Etoi.
This.
Perspective.
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 Situatia.
Situatia.
Situation.
Vrugajit.
Vrugajit.
Looks.
Inachi.
Inake.
Differently.
The next word is error. #
Ошибка.
Pronounced Ошибка. This is a very common word in Russian, and it means error or mistake. It's a feminine noun, and you can use it in a variety of contexts. The word itself is very easy to learn, just remember the sh sound in the middle. Here is a simple sentence using
Ошибка.
Я совершил ошибку. Pronounced Я совершил ошибку. This sentence means I made a mistake. Let's break it down.
Я.
Pronounced Я, this is the personal pronoun I.
Совершил.
Pronounced Совершил, this is the past tense masculine form of the verb to commit or to make. It changes form depending on the subject, so you'll need to learn the different conjugations for all the genders.
Ошибку.
Pronounced Ошибку, this is the accusative case of the noun.
Ошибка.
Which means error.
It indicates that the error is the direct object of the verb. Savyashu. So, the sentence literally translates to, I committed an error, but the more natural English translation would be, I made a mistake. Helpful hint. Pay attention to the endings of the words. They change depending on the grammatical function of the word in the sentence. In this case, the ending of ashupku changes to indicate the accusative case, because it is the direct object of the verb. English. Error, pronounced. Error, Russian. Ashupka. Pronounced. Ashibika. The next word is arrest. The police. Aristovari. The suspect. Breakdown. Aristovari. Aristovali is the past tense, plural form of the verb. Aristovat. Aristovat, which means, to arrest. The past tense in Russian is used to describe events that have already happened. Note that the verb ending changes depending on the subject of the sentence. Here the subject is plural. Politsiya. Politsiya, which means, police. In this sentence, the verb is in the past tense, indicating that the arrest has already taken place. The sentence follows the standard subject-verb-object structure. Translation. The police arrested the suspect. Key concepts. Verb conjugation. Verbs in Russian change their endings depending on the subject, tense, and mood. Past tense. The past tense in Russian is formed by adding a suffix to the verb stem. Subject-verb-object structure. This is the most common word order in Russian sentences. Pronunciation. Aristovali. 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 Politsiya. 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 Variations. Arrest. Arrest, noun, meaning, arrest. Aristovani. Aristovani, adjective, meaning, arrested. Aristovivat. Aristovivat, verb, meaning, to arrest, present tense. English, arrest Russian. Arrest. Arrest, arrest. The next word is high. The word, high, in English has several meanings, so we'll explore a few variations in Russian. 1. High as in tall. Высокий. Дом. Высокий. Человек. Высокий. Высокий. Adjective, high, tall. Pronunciation, Roman 6 Soki. Дом. Nom. Noun, house. Pronunciation, nom. Chilamek. Chilamek. Noun, person. Pronunciation, chilamek. This sentence means, the house is tall, or, the person is tall. Remember that the adjective, Vysoki. Vysoki. Agrees in gender with the noun it modifies. 2. High as in altitude. On. Летел. На. Большой. Высоте. Он. On. Pronoun, he. Pronunciation, on. Летел. Летел. Verb, flew. Past tense. Pronunciation. Letel. Na. Na. Preposition. On. At. To. Pronunciation. Na. Большой. Большой. Adjective. Big. Large. Pronunciation. Большой. Высоте. Высоте. Noun, altitude, height. Pronunciation, Roman 6 Sotai.
This sentence means, he flew at a high altitude. 3. High as in a high price.
Tsuna.
Ne.
Etu. Mashunu.
Ochin.
Visokaya. Tsuna.
Tsina. Noun, price. Pronunciation. Tsina.
Ne.
Na. Preposition, on, at, to. Pronunciation. Na.
Etu.
Etu. Pronoun, this. Pronunciation. Etu.
Mashunu.
Mashinu. Noun, car. Pronunciation. Mashinu.
Ocean.
Ocean. Adverb, very. Pronunciation. Ochen.
Visokaya.
Visokaya. Adjective, high. Pronunciation. Roman 6 Sokaya. This sentence means, the price of this car is very high. Remember, adjectives in Russian agree in gender, number, and case with the noun they describe. By learning different usages of
Visoki,
Visoki, you will be able to talk about many different things. The next word is a
Ani.
Chitayut.
Knigu.
Breakdown.
Ani.
A nominative plural pronoun, pronunciation. Ani.
Chitayut.
Read, present tense, third person plural, pronunciation. Kitayut.
Knigu.
Book, accusative case, pronunciation. Kanigu. Translation. They are reading a book. Key concept. The accusative case is used for the direct object of a verb. In this sentence, the object of the verb
читают
is the book.
Книгу.
Variations.
Они читают
книги. They are reading books. Plural noun in accusative case.
Он
читает
книгу.
He is reading a book. Singular noun in accusative case.
Она
читает
книгу.
She is reading a book. Singular noun in accusative case. Pronunciation notes. The stress in
Ani
falls on the first syllable. The stress in
читают
falls on the second syllable. The stress in
книгу
falls on the second syllable. English and Russian word and pronunciation.
Ney.
Ani. Ani, read.
Читают.
Kitayut, book.
Книгу.
Книгу. The next word is assess. The English word, assess, means to evaluate or judge something. In this sentence, we're using it to talk about how a professor might evaluate a student's work. Sentence. P-R-O-F-E-S-S-O-R. Professor. 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 P-O-L-J-E-N. Должен. Must. Должен. Оценить. Оценить. Assess. Оценить. Работу. Работу. Work. Работу. Студента. Студента. Student. Студента. Breakdown. Professor. Professor. Is the nominative case of the noun, professor, and it is the subject of the sentence. P-O-L-J-E-N. Должен.
is the masculine singular form of the verb belgian, must. It agrees in gender and number with the subject pair offsor. Otsayenitayeri. Otsinit. Is the infinitive form of the verb otsayenitayeri, to assess. Erabeotu. Rabotu. Is the accusative case of the noun erabeotea, work, and it is the direct object of the verb otsayenitayeri. Estudenta. Studenta. Is the genitive case of the noun estudiente, student, and it acts as a modifier of erabeoteu. Key concept. The use of the infinitive otsayenitayeri. Otsinit. In this sentence is crucial. It highlights the action of assessing without specifying who is doing the assessing. You could also use other verb forms like otsayenivayete. Otsinivate. Is assessing, or otsayenil. Otsinil. Assessed. Translation. The professor must assess the student's work. Pronunciation. Per offsor. Professor. Belgian. Belgian. Otsayenitayeri. Otsinit. Erabeoteu. Rabotu. Estudentea. Studenta. The next word is different. The word different in Russian is razny. Pronounced razny. It can be used as an adjective or an adverb. Here are some examples. Sentence. Эти книги очень разные. Pronounced эти книги очень разные. Breakdown. Эти. Pronounced эти means these. Книги. Pronounced книги means books. Очень. Pronounced очень means very. Разные. Pronounced разные means different. Meaning, these books are very different. Key concept. The word разные. Разные is a key adjective for describing differences. It can be used with singular or plural nouns and can be modified by adverbs like очень, очень. Variations. Разные. Pronounced разные is the masculine form of the adjective. Разные. Pronounced разная is the feminine form of the adjective. Разные. Pronounced разные is the neuter form of the adjective. English translation. Different. Разные. Разные. The next word is off. The word off has many uses in English and can be translated to Russian in various ways, depending on the context. Here's a sentence using off in the meaning of away from or not on. Он ушел с работы. Breakdown. Он. He, pronoun, masculine, nominative case, pronounced. Он. Ушел. Left, went away, verb, past tense, masculine singular, pronounced. Ушел. С. From, with, preposition, pronounced. С. Работы. Work, noun, feminine, genitive case, pronounced. Работу. Translation. He left work. Key concepts. Prepositions. In Russian, prepositions are crucial for indicating relationships between nouns and other parts of the sentence. S means from or with and is used to show the starting point of the action. Case endings. In Russian, nouns change their endings depending on their grammatical function in the sentence. Erabeotea, work, changes to erabeoteeru when it is used after the preposition s. Variations. off, can be translated to Russian in many other ways depending on the context, including отключить. To switch off, turn off, verb, pronounced отключить. Убрать. To take off, remove, verb, pronounced убрать. Снять. To take off clothing, remove, verb, pronounced снять. English and Russian translation of the word off.
Ot.
Ot, pronounced ot. The next word is next. The word next can be used in several different ways in Russian. Here is an example of one of them, as a way to indicate the following item in a list or series.
Следующий день будет холодным. Следующий.
Say do you sh. This word means next or following the ending of this word.
E
is a common ending for adjectives in Russian. The ending of this word will change based on the noun it modifies.
Jen.
Jen means day.
Будет.
Будет means will be. This is a conjugation of the verb to be in the future tense. To be is a key verb in Russian.
Холодным.
Холодным means cold. This word is the instrumental case, which expresses the means or instrument by which an action is done. It is also the adjective ending. So this word also means cold. Translation. The next day will be cold. Key concepts. Russian adjectives can change endings based on the noun they modify. The instrumental case in Russian is similar to with or by in English. Russian verb conjugations can change depending on tense and person. Pronunciation guide.
Следующий.
Say do you sh.
День.
Jen.
Будет.
Будет.
Холодным.
Холодным.
Vocabulary.
Следующий. Say do you sh. Next, following.
День.
Jen. Day.
Будет.
Будет will be.
Холодным.
Холодным, cold. Good luck with your Russian studies. The next word is end. The word end in Russian can be expressed in various ways depending on the context. Here is an example using the word конец.
Конец.
Sentence. Фильм.
Подошел к концу.
Breakdown. Фильм.
Film.
Film, this is the subject of the sentence, and it is in the nominative case. You can pronounce it as film. The M at the end is very soft, barely audible.
Подошел.
Подошел. Approached, this is the verb in the past tense, singular. Masculine. You can pronounce it as подошёл.
Ка.
Ка. To, towards, this is a preposition, indicating direction. You can pronounce it as K. It is very similar to the K sound in English.
КОНЦУ.
КОНЦУ. And, this is a noun in the dative case. You can pronounce it as КОНЦУ. The TS is similar to the TS in the English word cats. Meaning. The film approached its end. Key concept. This sentence demonstrates how the dative case is used to express the direction of movement. Variations. You can also use the word закончился.
Закончился.
Ended, to express the same idea, as in. Фильм закончился.
Фильм закончился. The pronunciation of this word is Zakonkielsia. Translation. End. Koniec. Koniec. Film. Film. Film approached. Podeszel. Podeszel. To. Towards. K. K. End. Końcu. Końcu. The next word is live. The word live in English can mean several things, so I will provide you with a few sentences in Russian. 1. To reside in a place. Я живу в Москве. Я живу в Москве. Я живу, живу, live, в, in, Москве, Москве, Moscow. This sentence means, I live in Moscow. The verb jeteri. Jit. To live, to reside, is an irregular verb, meaning that it has irregular forms, but the present tense conjugation is simple. Я живу. Ты живешь. Вы живешь. You live. Он слэш она слэш она живет. On slash ono jivert. He slash she slash it lives. Мы живем. My jivem. We live. Вы живете. Вы живете. You all live. Они живут. Они живут. They live. You can see the e at the end of the verb changes depending on the personal pronoun. 2. To be alive. Моя бабушка живет уже 90 лет. Моя бабушка живет уже 90 лет. Моя, my, бабушка, бабу, shka, grandmother, живет, lives. Uji, already, 90, divino star, 90, let, years. This sentence means, my grandmother has been alive for 90 years. 3. To broadcast live. Концерт будет транслироваться в прямом эфире. Концерт будет транслироваться в прямом эфире. Concert, budet, will, translirovatsia, to be broadcasted, v, in, priamum, direct, fire, ephire, air. This sentence means, the concert will be broadcast live. 4. To experience something directly. Я видел это вживую. Я видел это вживую. Я видел, saw, это, it, вживую, in person, literally, in the living. This sentence means, I saw this live. Or, I saw this in person. English. Live slash pronunciation. Live slash Russian. Живой. Slash pronunciation. Живой. English. Live slash pronunciation. Live slash Russian. Жит. Slash pronunciation. Жит. The next word is why. The word why in Russian is почему. Почему, and is used to ask a question about the reason for something. Here is an example of a sentence using почему. Почему ты не пришел вчера? Breakdown. Почему? Почему? Why? The interrogative pronoun that asks for a reason. To. Tie. You. Informal singular. The subject of the sentence. Не. Ni. Not. This word is placed before the verb to make it negative. Пришел.
Preschule. Came, this is the past tense, masculine singular form of the verb, to come. Прийти. Вчера. Вчера.
Yesterday, this is an adverb of time. Translation. Why didn't you come yesterday? Important note. In Russian, the word order is quite flexible. You could also say,
Вчера почему ты не пришел?
Вчера. Вчера. Yesterday.
Почему?
Почему. Why?
Ты.
Ty. You. Informal singular.
Не.
Ni. Not.
Пришел.
Пришел. Came. Pronunciation. The stress in.
Почему?
Falls on the second syllable. Почему?
Почему?
Почему? Why?
Ты.
Ty. You. Informal singular.
Не.
Ni. Not.
Пришел.
Пришел. Came.
Вчера.
Вчера. Yesterday.